Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It is the first Monday of a brand new year, and we are going to continue this trend of talking business every Monday with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, Eric Carlson. He joins me now. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Alan.
Well, the General Assembly gets underway tomorrow, and I imagine that there are some leaders in Lexington that will be watching and participating to a certain degree in what goes on there.
Yeah, there's going to be a little battle underway between the state and the University of Kentucky for what public dollars will exist in this budget. President Capiluto, this will be his first budget cycle, and currently as we're sitting on this campus, there is about $500 million of construction either underway or completed that has been done since he came on board, none of that with state dollars being included. He's managed to do public-private partnerships and to get the university's athletic department to chip in on some things as well. So when he's being able to go to Frankfurt and show his fiscal responsibility and growth without using state dollars, he's going to also say, but that doesn't mean you should ignore us. We have other projects that we need to get done. But the concern is that with the projects at Rupp Arena going on and the city going after those dollars as well, that that's going to be a zero-sum game. And so that's what we're going to be looking at, whether or not the University of Kentucky does take a hit on their contributions from this upcoming state budget for a Rupp Arena project to get going.
Could they both lose in the process?
It's possible, but at this point, it's going to be full court press for both, as I think that the university has projects that they've been wanting to get done with a new law school building and others high up on their list, while the city is going to make the press saying Rupp Arena, but also that it means a lot for the downtown as well.
Do you get the sense that lawmakers are going to try to get these folks together and get on the same page?
It's going to be hard to do because really while Rupp Arena is focused on the university's basketball team, that's not the mission of a university. And while the city does really great benefit from it, it's going to be hard to find that middle ground.
Let's talk about the mayor's race. By the end of 2013, no one had stepped up to challenge Jim Gray for his reelection bid.
The two previous mayors of Lexington served one term and then were beaten handily. Teresa Isaac lost by 20-some points to Jim Newberry, and Jim Newberry lost by 6 points to Mayor Gray. And 3 years in, it looks like he's going to be able to walk into another term. If anybody runs at this point, it looks like it would be what we consider kind of a fringe candidate. It's going to be too late at this point for anybody who's not going to be able to self-finance to come in. I think the mayor has done a great job in securing the people who would help support a different candidate and getting them on their side and getting their donations, that the money will not be there for somebody else to run that would present a serious challenge to the mayor.
Some of the other priorities looking ahead, we're now in the first quarter of 2014, obviously Center Point, the Distillery District, those things still need to be kind of worked on.
Yeah, the Distillery District, late last year, the agreement that would allow for TIF financing to go on down there kind of got taken off the table, but the city council did not agree with the mayor's office in doing that, and so that's going to be a battle that will start showing some more of signs of it in January and February, and developer Barry McNeese is going to be working hard to show the viability of that project. Though the question will be, and I think we'll have to wait to see, regardless of how this turns out as to what the Distillery District's going to do as to the Rupp Arena District in general, if the proposed plan of moving the convention center down the street that in a way would marry the Distillery District to the downtown, whereas right now Rupp Arena and the convention center create a bookend on downtown. I think at that point, once there's more private investment because there's more incentive to be closer to where the people are going to be, in that new convention center space, that's when we'd start to see a Distillery District really picking up.
Do you foresee any hiccups in terms of the Center Point deal? Because now, as far as I understand, 60 days of real activity needs to be maintained in order for Dudley Webb to be in good graces with the arrangement that he made with the Urban County Council.
Well, there's that, and there's also the ticking clock on Stantec, who was recently announced as the major tenant of their office building, that first needs to have a three-story parking garage built underneath it, and then the 10-story office building that's supposed to be done by May of 2015. And that is very close to now, especially when you're looking at major construction projects. So I think a 60-day delay, the city would be the least of the developers' worries.
All right, and there were some good trends in 2013, especially toward the end of 2013. What do you see happening in Lexington in the business community moving forward here in the next couple of quarters?
Well, one of the things that we're going to be starting to look at more is a focus on regionalism that has been brought up in the past. The Chamber of Commerce has a trip planned for June to Charlotte, and this will be the second time in 5 years that they've done this annual trip with GLI, Greater Louisville, Inc., the Chamber of Commerce there. And they've got a new leadership and a completely new staff, and we're going to see how these two regions play together, especially since Mayors Fisher and Gray have been pushing the BEAM project over the last 3 years to make these two cities work together as a region to attract businesses and to help grow ones that we already have in the area.
All right, our time is up for this week. Eric Carlson, Editor-in-Chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest. And for the latest business headlines, log on to bizlex.com. Podcasts of our conversations are available at wuky.org. Have a good one, Eric.
Thank you so much, Alan.